Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Visit ctf4kids.org.
Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. The symbolic end of an epic battle among state lawmakers will occur today when the House passed the Senate's version of the legislation last Thursday. It was all but official that Missouri would become a right-to-work state. Democratic Senate leader Gina Walsh says it's a devastating but not fatal blow to organized labor.
I think that labor unions, they're down, but they're not out. And they will move on and they will figure out how to operate within the system they've been given.
After Democrats were able to block right-to-work proposals for years, newly elected Republican Governor Eric Greitens will sign this session's bill into law. He's holding two ceremonial signings this morning in Springfield and Poplar Bluff. A state senator says some parents and students have been misinformed about a Missouri law that involves assault and harassment. Elisa Nelson reports.
Students are less likely, not more likely, to become a felon if they get into a fight or harass someone on school property, according to Springfield Republican Senator Bob Dixon. He says some students and parents have been misinformed about a change in law that began last month.
It's very easy to pick one thing out of a bill and a 1,000-page bill and misinterpret it. There's no hard feelings over it. I just wanted to make sure that the parents had the facts, that the students had the facts, that the schools had the facts, and make it clear that we don't need to change anything yet in the code.
Dixon says many of these cases can be worked out by school officials, but extreme cases can be prosecuted. Some say the change includes a broad definition of harassment. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Kansas City police say a woman found outside her vehicle along Interstate 29 was pronounced dead at an area hospital last night. Highway Patrol responded to a stranded motorist call when they discovered the woman. Police say they're investigating the incident as a homicide. And the St. Louis-based National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse ran two ads during last night's Super Bowl. Kansas City police shot and killed a man during a standoff yesterday. Officers came to a residence where gunshot holes were reported. They went to another home close by where a man was reported to be armed. After a four-hour standoff, the man emerged from the house armed and was shot. Legislation authorizing the Missouri Department of Natural Resources to acquire property near Lambert Field for a state park will be heard today by a House committee. Brian Houseworth reports.
Ferguson State Representative Courtney Allen Curtis chairs the Missouri House Special Committee on Urban Issues, which meets today at 5. Curtis will testify before his committee and will present his bill, which authorizes the Missouri Department of Natural Resources to acquire property in Kinloch to establish the historic Kinloch State Park. Curtis doesn't have a cost yet, adding he's waiting on a fiscal note. Curtis tells Missouri Net that a state park would help preserve and revitalize the Kinloch area. Missouri's current state park system contains 92 state parks and historic sites.
Lady Gaga announcing shows in Kansas City and St. Louis in November after the Super Bowl last night. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.